Hello, everybody. This is Tom Eckert here. You're listening to my podcast, Numerology, a GPS for the Soul. This is your place to learn about the true power of numerology and how to use it to bring out the best in yourself, understand your loved ones better, take wise decisions, and prepare for your future. In other words, how to live your life aligned with your true destiny. Take your time to educate yourself and share these podcasts with your friends and family so they too can enjoy the great benefits of numerology. Enjoy. Hello there and welcome to all my listeners. Today we are moving into part two of predictive numerology. We're going to discuss a whole new kind of dimension of the numerological chart that is called the Table of Events. But before we dive in, if you are new here, welcome. In this podcast, we discuss numerology as a path for inner transformation, inner growth, spiritual expansion, self-understanding. And my particular approach is attempting to make numerology grounded, accessible and practical, and also applicable for everyday life matters and situations, so that you can use this knowledge and you can actually grow and improve your life, make it more synchronized and aligned with the universe. Now, I also want to really thank all of you who shared your constructive opinions with me on how to improve my podcast. It's very helpful. And naturally, you know, improving and changing things with my podcast is a process of trial and error. And as some lovely listeners communicated to me, and I fully agree with them, too many, you know, invitations or promotions at the very beginning of the episode is somewhat daunting. Except for a few short notifications, the longer ones you'll find at the end of the episode from now on. So thank you guys, and I really appreciate hearing your voice. So having said that, here are a few ways you can dive deep into numerology, especially for those who are new to this podcast, you should know about this. So first of all, I highly recommend booking yourself a numerology reading to get to experience the empowering effect of numerology. In a numerology reading, you can ask any question that is burning in your life, that is important to you, and get crystal clear answers that lead you to the next step on your path, and also give you or show you the bigger picture of your life. You can read more and contact me to book a numerology reading using the link in the episode description. Secondly, if you wish to understand numerology on a deeper level, to know yourself with profound clarity or even pursue it as a career, then I'm inviting you to check out my numerology study paths. And there are two. The first one, I welcome you to check out my self-study numerology course, a course you can do on your own pace to learn the fundamentals of numerology. Or if you want to go deeper, then I welcome you to join me on my complete path of certification from beginner to numerology expert, and get certified as a professional numerologist. Again, to read more about both of those, the links are provided in the episode description. And as I said earlier, I would love to invite you to a free numerology webinar, but more about that in the end of the episode. So let us dive in. In the last episode about predictive numerology, I spoke about personal years, period cycles, and the synthesis of these two. Getting a good grasp of these two elements will already give you a solid foundation to start giving reliable, predictive readings to friends and clients, and needless to say, yourself. But naturally, the topic of prediction is much, much vaster and more detailed than this. So today, we'll add another very important and powerful factor to our main dish. And that is, as I already said, the table of events. the table of events is in fact such an important tool that, to be fairly honest, like as a professional, you know, you cannot truly give a fully precise predictive numerology reading without it. I'm not saying you cannot give any numerology, any predictive numerology readings. You can, but it'll miss like a big and very, very, very crucial part. Now, also, because it is such a detailed element of the chart, I won't be able to explain it all here. It needs to be seen, it needs to be practiced. But hopefully I can still, you know, introduce you to the deeper world and power behind it. Now, remember, though, as I already mentioned in the previous part one episode, if you didn't listen, then I highly recommend you do. Prediction is not meant to disempower you or encourage any kind of irresponsible and childish belief in faith or abdication of power. What I mean is, you know, you should not approach numerology as a means to give you like a yes or no answer. Like, for example, will I find the love of my life? Or will I be rich? These are yes or no questions, basically take the power away from you. And that's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to kind of center you in that middle point, which is a right relationship between your co-creative power and the energetic movement and intelligence of the universe that work in cooperation. So predictive numerology is rather meant to be a wonderful compass that opens the possibility to walk your path with greater awareness and align with the energies of life. And as I already said, be a co-creator in that process. So what is the table of events? This thing I've mentioned already a few times. It is a unique method of using your full name, including middle names, if you have any. And that means so first name, middle name, or middle names, and last name, to build a detailed chart that shows the working energies for each and every year of your life, from birth till death. Now, naturally, we don't know when we're gonna die, right? So we simply, you know, we can create a chart of the table of events all the way into infinity, basically, right? And see the development of each and every year. The letters in your name are each spread across the chart in accordance to their number equivalent. Okay, I will explain that numerical equivalent in a cyclical manner. First name, middle name, and then last name. Now, for the purpose of making it easier to understand, in this episode, I will use a name without middle names, as it'll simply be much more digestible for y'all. So, but what's important to know is that the numbers derived from the letters point to actual events, circumstances, both physical and energetic. And by energetic, by the way, I mean emotional, psychological, and spiritual, that can be supportive or inhibiting to the personal years, right? So we're starting, to the personal years and also the period cycles, important to mention, and of course your core numbers. So we're basically, you know, things are now getting more serious, more complex. We're having more details we need to take into consideration, and I just love it this way. You know, that's really what sparks my enthusiasm and makes numerology so juicy, in my opinion. This diving into ever expanding levels of complexity and synthesis, but that's the more we master, you know, these different aspects and know how to synthesize them, we can actually give far more accurate, detailed, and relevant numerology readings, and in this particular, you know, context, predictive numerology readings. So how do we create the table of events? Let's use a simple name. Let's say Jane Dean, okay? Every letter, as we already know, has a numerical equivalent, okay? And if you're completely new to numerology, then, you know, numbers, letters in numerology, each letter has a numerical value. A is 1, B is 2, C is 3, and so on all the way to Z, okay? So Jane's first name, J equals 1, A equals 1, N equals 5, and E equals 5. That's a first name. Her last name, Dean, will be D equals 4, E equals 5, A equals 1, and N equals 5. Now, I didn't say that earlier, but like thinking about that on the go, I recommend if you have the possibility, just take a pen and paper and do this with me so you can actually see it for yourself and learn how to do that, right? So we start at birth. And birth means age 0. And we start placing each letter of the name the exact amount of times based on its numerical equivalent. So J, we place once. A, once. N, 5 times, as it's equal, as it equals 5, and also E, 5 times. So that will, on the table of events, we'll have a J, an A, then N, and E, right? 5 times. Now we go back to J again and keep going, you know, this way, like this cyclical way, until whatever age we want. That's the first name. Next, we do the exact same process with our last name right below the first name. We start exactly the same slot of age 0. Now, just a little note, if you have a middle name or middle names, you add its numerical values in the exact same way right under the first name. And only then you move on to the last name. And if you have two middle names and you would add after you finish like the first name and did like a whole row until the age of 70, whatever, you would go on to the second, you know, the first middle name. And you'll do also like a row below the first name all the way to 70. And then the third middle name or the second middle name. And you know what I mean? And then you move to the last name. So you have like a row below a row below a row of letters and numbers, right? Because each letter also is a number. And they're all indicative of events and energies, but we'll get there. So this takes a while to actually, you know, to actually write down the whole table of events. But once you've completed it, you will have before you a table that literally describes the energies that will be affecting your life events each and every year. And having this data will give you much more insight into the events of past, present, and future, their intention, and their meaning. And it will improve the foundation you built from our previous part one episode about personal years and, you know, period cycles manifold. So yeah, bear with me. And again, if this episode is meant to kind of like open your mind to the understanding of what this is, it may be helpful to like, you know, search online for what the table of events in numerology looks like so you understand what I'm actually talking about, and then also come back to the episode and listen to it while you see it before you. Now, before I move on to talking about any kind of like delineation or interpretation, we must talk about another very, very important factor here, and that's the essence number. So once you got all the numbers laid before you, your first name, your last name, okay, now we're coming back to the example of Jane Dean, okay, you are ready to calculate another important factor, which is called the essence number. And in our example with Jane Dean, We will have at age zero a combination of J, which is a one, and D, which is a four. Now, I want to say, like, as you kind of really dive deeper, like, J is actually a 10/1, okay? It's not like A, which is only one. Later on, you'll see that it's important. So, I do give importance to the double digit of the reduced number, like master numbers and karmic debt numbers, for example. If they show up, they make a huge difference, right, in the events. And you can learn, in case you're not familiar with master numbers or karmic debts, then you can learn more about both of them in my previous episodes. Now, next, we add these two numbers. So we have one, the J, and we have four, which is a D. 1 + 4, we get a 5. So by adding, right, the letter of our first name and the letter of our last name, the numerical value, gives us the essence number of that particular year. And so this is the essence number and how you calculate it for every year of your life. And the essence number, in many ways, okay, you'll hear different interpretations about what it means, but I'm gonna give you a different, you know, kind of like ask a different perspective or different point of view that also was passed down to me by my teacher, and I really love that perspective. The essence number, in many ways, is like a universal influence working with you and working on you. Now, it can be supporting the personal year we talked about last time in the previous episode, or not. But still, the essence number is like, it's almost like a year derived from the name, we can say, okay? It's a way to look at it, like a particular energy working with you more from the background, okay? Like the universe trying to kind of like bring you to a certain place. But we'll get there as well. Remember, when you add the numbers, not to reduce a karmic debt or a master number. For example, if your name has a K, K equals 11/2, and 11 is a master number. And if you have a P, P is a 16/7, that's a karmic debt number. And in that case, you will not do 2+7, but rather 11+16, and you will get a more accurate end result, which is a 27/9, and not just a 9. And that's a more particular, right, kind of like description of the events and the energy that will be working with you. Very, very important as numerologists. So as you can see, things are getting richer and richer. Boy, do I love numerology. And I mean, you can hear that I'm kind of like sometimes stopping in the way I kind of talk, because it's a bit hard to kind of really describe all of these details. But I hope you can bear with me. And again, if you need, you know, pause or, you know, rewind and listen again until you really get it. Now, before I keep talking further, if you're enjoying this podcast and you want to keep learning more grounded, applicable, and high quality numerology, and also support me in spreading this work, then make sure to click the follow or subscribe button on the platform you're listening from and become part of my numerology community. Also, make sure to check out the questions at the end of the episodes. I'd love to hear from you. It really helps me know more about you, my listeners, and provide you with better content and establish a deeper sense of community and communication. So, having said that, let us move on. So, now that we have our table of events, it's set before us, it is time to start the predictive interpretation process. So let us carefully examine Jane's table of events for a random age, age 27. Okay, now I've already prepared that, so I'm not doing it in my head right now. I know what it's going to be. So if you will calculate it right, and I encourage you to try that for yourself to see if you get the same, you know, the same letters and numbers, you should get an N in the first name, which is a 14-5. Okay, 14-5 is a karmic debt, plus another N from her last name, which is another 14-5. And together, when you add them up, that will be 14 plus 14, right? Karmic debts we add as they are, as is, we don't reduce them. And that will be a 28-1. And not 5 plus 5, which is a 10-1, which is a very different vibration. So 28-1, in this case, will be the essence number of Jane's 27th year. And the 14 fives from her first name and last name are the energies, the circumstances, and the events that lead to that one energy and that are also generally active during that time. So really notice in this case how interesting it is that both fives are karmic debts during her 27th year. And that is very telling. Right now, if you don't know the table of events and you only know personal years and you don't see the karmic influences from the table of events, you will not understand why certain things, for example, are not working as you wish them to, or why certain things are happening that are kind of like concealed from you. Very important. So the duration of each letter number, so to speak, during a year. Okay, so now we're looking only the 27th year. And we have two letters in this case. We have 14-5 and 14-5, an N and an N. So the duration of each one of those Ns, of these 14-5s during a year, would split in equal parts. So in Jane's case, every 14-5 will be active for half a year. However, if Jane had a middle name, or if you have a middle name, then each letter number, okay, would be active for 4 months, right? Equal parts, 4 months, 4 months, 4 months. That equals 12 months, equals a year. If you had, you know, two middle names, then you would have four names listed on that list. First name, first middle name, second middle name, last name. Then it'll be 3 months, 3 months, 3 months, 3 months. I hope you follow. There's a lot of numbers here, but it's in the end of the day, it's easy. You just need to kind of like see it in front of you. So we can see that the essence number, or where the universe is pulling Jane more from the background, as a background effect, is towards a 28-1. So we know that kind of she's required to strengthen her will, her clarity of intentions, and become more self-reliant and independent. By the way, remember that this all happens parallel to the influence of her personal year, which is more in the foreground and more pronounced. We'll dive into the synthesis of these two elements in episode part 3, okay? And we'll see. Perhaps I'll also, you know, add the whole thing. So personal years with period cycles and the table of events. We'll see. So reaching that, you know, 28-1 energy will happen via experiences of a 14-5 type. So through learning freedom, how to balance structure and freedom of structure, by opening up to enjoyment without excess, by exploring without endangering oneself, but also by sometimes going into extremes of self-indulgence or some more kind of irresponsible behavior, Jane will slowly reach and experience the emerging solidity and energy of the 28-1, that independence we mentioned earlier. However, the way is not going to be that smooth because both fives are karmic debts, which denotes an element of setbacks, of delays, and an uphill climb on the path of experiencing real freedom in a balanced manner. And because the karmic debt appears twice, I know as a numerologist that it's a central topic and challenge during that time. This way, if Jane is my client, I can prepare Jane for her journey during that year to come. I can also explain to her what energies she may encounter, the imbalances she may be pulled into, and how to work with it properly to gain the best outcome. And now, just zoom out for just a second before we move on. Think about this. Technically, you can also look into your past, right? So you can look at the table of events in earlier ages and try to figure out, for example, why you went through like a difficult time or a certain like breakup at a certain point. You know, what happened there? What were you learning? What did the universe want you to go through? So what was the meaning behind that? And here we really, as I mentioned, just in the very, very beginning of the episode, we are talking about spiritual growth here, my friends. We are talking about growing in consciousness, in self-understanding. And that is the great, you know, the great gift that the table of events provides us with. Now, there's a higher probability for Jane moving into the less balanced sides of the number five, either as an expression of her behavior or as, and hear me out here, that's interesting, as external events, right? That will show up with that kind of karmic flavor. So for example, she may experience that in her job, there is much less stability and that her boss gives her very ambiguous answers as if taking no responsibility when she asks him what's happening or what's, you know, what's the future of her, you know, place in this career, in this company and so on. So that's, for example, external events of the nature of 14-5, right? They're kind of like, things are kind of hanging in the air and it's not clear and you don't get clear answers and they're very, everything is changing. It's not like this kind of solid sense of freedom and flow, like a natural five. It comes with that karmic touch. And Jane will need to navigate that and also find her power, the 28-1, in all of that. Perhaps, for example, by asserting her clear willpower and perhaps by making a clear decision pertaining to her next step. But a decision, one, that is rooted in the 2-8, which is more thoughtful, in, you know, well-strategized, okay? Now, naturally, my friends, there are many ways to interpret the table of events. I'm giving you just like one perspective. And in a professional reading, it is synthesized with your personal year, period, cycles, core numbers, and many other elements. They're just too many, too complex, and too advanced to explain, you know, through a podcast. But these are things, for example, that I teach in my in-depth numerology certification studies for those of you who wish to dive deeper. Now, in our next episode, I will attempt to show you how these factors come together to form a more cohesive and solid predictive numerology reading. And as always, I really hope that hearing all of this inspires you to keep going, you know, deeper and deeper into numerology, and it also shows you like the magic. Right, it's so magical, so complex, so rich. So my friends, before we wrap this up, I'd like to invite you to a free online webinar I'll be giving about numerology for wayshowers and leaders of consciousness. It'll take place on October 5th at 7 p.m. Germany time. So that's Central European time, CET. It'll take place via Zoom, and this webinar is dedicated to people who have interest in numerology and spiritual tools that can uplift them and humanity to a higher level of consciousness. So it's for those of you who want to leave a positive impact on the world by helping people to evolve consciously. If you're considering also to pursue a spiritual career where you truly touch and transform the lives of people, guide them and unlock the codes of their life path for them, then you're really more than welcome to join this meeting. I'm not sure if I already mentioned, but it's for free. Now, to register, make sure to click on the link to my meetup group provided in the episode description, and make sure to then join the group and then to RSVP to secure your spot. Now, I will be doing a raffle, and during my webinar, I will demonstrate on 3 randomly chosen numerology charts of my listeners, but only listeners that are actually registered to the event. Now, if you want to have a chance to be one of those, please make sure to send me your full name at birth, including middle names and your date of birth. And make sure to write the month of birth in words. For example, November 5th, 1975, and not 11-5, okay? Why? Because I live in Europe. Some of you, many of you live in the United States. So there are different formats of writing the date of birth where the month is first or the day comes first, and I don't want any confusion. So make sure I will only pick those who've written me a month with as a word. And please do so by sending me your details via the contact form on my website. But only, and please only if you plan to register to this event. And your details are, of course, only visible to me. Now, once I have your details, I'll do a raffle and choose random charts to analyze during the webinar. And I will notify you if you were chosen via my newsletter. Also, my friends, remember to check out the option of the numerology reading, booking yourself a professional, in-depth numerology reading. Also remember, if you want to dive deeper into actual numerology practice, to check the self-study numerology course and the in-depth numerology certification studies. All the links are provided in the episode description. And make sure to check out the and answer also the questions at the end of the episode. It really helps me to know more about you and provide you with better content, my friends. And last but not least, if you enjoy this podcast, again, my friends, and if you want to keep learning deep numerology and support my work, and spread the word, then make sure to click the follow or subscribe button on the platform you're listening from and become part of my numerology community. Okay, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, I'll see you in the next episodes. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, and you want to go deeper into numerology, check out my website, tom-eckert.com. You can also book a numerology reading or even study numerology yourself through my courses. I'll see you in the next episode.